have a picture of a grand building there, a fortress church. And the scripture reference is from Hosea 10. And we had that opening chapter from Isaiah. And doesn't get any worse than that, right? From the sole of your feet to the top of your head, you're sick. God's speaking to Israel. The animals, the creatures, they know their maker, they know their master. But the people didn't know.
Pastor Jim, are you on?
Am I on?
Yeah.
I am.
You green? Okay. All right.
Well, I don't like telling people I'm green, but at least I'm not red, if you can follow that.
Yes.
The nation of Israel, historically, and what I mean by that is Old Testament Israel, is one of having received the covenants and the promises and all these wonderful things, and yet they were a people who was stiff-necked, the Bible would say, always rejecting God. And the point was, it didn't matter what the outward appearances were. Okay? The building. Because this is what Hosea says. Israel is an empty vine. He brings forth fruit unto himself. Where are we supposed to bring forth to? To God. Right? Brings forth fruit to himself. According to the multitude of his fruit, because he's enriched himself, he has increased the altars according to the goodness of his land. As they were kibitzing, if I can use that word, with the culture too closely. And they have made handsome images, temples. So think churches, steeples on every corner. How vibrant, how alive, how full of the goodness of God is the church of Jesus Christ today. Their heart is divided, he says. Now they shall be found faulty. He shall break down those altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they say, we have no king. They're complaining that they don't have a good leader because they did not fear the Lord. Difficult times in Old Testament times. On Thursday night, we had a devotional from A.W. Tozer, and it was about the fact, and there's copies in the back if you weren't here, about how Jesus must be the Lord of the church, in control of the church, its worship, its activities, everything about the church. And this breaks down when men give in to pragmatism. We tend to think that pragmatism, because it's a relatively modern phrase, only exists today. It does exist today, but it existed back then. Their alliance with the worldlings and the cultures around them. Departing from the Lord has consequences, and these consequences are a resort to pragmatism. What can we do that works? And Israel, indeed, is a perfect example. Ancient Israel. I cite this passage here in Hosea. I cite the passage that I read earlier in Isaiah. The church in New Testament times should take notice of this. But what is true for the omelet is true for the egg. What's true for the corporate group is true for the individuals. Think about ourselves particularly, but Christians generally, as individuals, And are they given over to pragmatism? Or is Jesus still Lord over them, their activities, and their worship? Thank God for the gospel. Israel was an empty vine. And then Jesus comes on the scene and he says, I am the true vine. The genuine vine is what it means. The genuine article, we might say. The real deal, we might say. Jesus is the true vine. And from Revelation, he is the tree of life. We don't have to look long or hard to find in the Bible that Jesus is the tree of life. And all healing comes from him. And so the good news as we come to this healing service is that he is the great fixer. We think of people as a fixer. We think pragmatism, right? No, he is the true fixer. He is the healer of all things. There's a lot that's broken in our world. There's a lot that's broken within in our lives. But we stand here today and we believe the gospel that Jesus is the true vine and that Jesus is the tree of life. And that by the power of his Spirit, he can fix these things. He can fix me. He can fix you. He can fix what's wrong in the church. And he can fix what's wrong in any nation on the face of the earth. Even as it seems like the whole world is in flames. A lot broken in the world, a lot broken within. But Jesus is the great physician. Our world may be at war. And war is a scary thing. But this book makes it very clear who the victor will be, who will win the war, and that is Jesus Christ. And as we're united to him, we have victory. We have victory in him. Let's stand together. The hymn that we have before we come to prayer of healing is a familiar one, 400.